Proverbs chapter 19. Better the poor walking in integrity than one perverse of speech who is a fool. Desire without knowledge is not good, and one who moves too hurriedly misses the way. One's own folly leads to ruin, yet the heart rages against the Lord. Wealth brings many friends, but the poor are left friendless. A false witness will not go unpunished, and a liar will not escape. Many seek the favor of the generous, and everyone is a friend to a giver of gifts. If the poor are hated even by their kin, how much more are they shunned by their friends? When they call after them, they are not there. To get wisdom is to love oneself, to keep understanding is to prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the liar will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury, much less for a slave to rule over princes. Those with good sense are slow to anger, and it is their glory to overlook an offense. A king's anger is like the growling of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A stupid child is ruin to a father, and a wife's quarreling is a continual dripping of rain. House and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep. An idle person will suffer hunger. Those who keep the commandment will live. Those who are heedless of their ways will die. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord and will be repaid in full. Discipline your children while there is hope. Do not set your heart on their destruction. A violent-tempered person will pay the penalty. If you effect a rescue, you will only have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. The human mind may devise many plans, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. What is desirable in a person is loyalty, and it is better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord is life indeed, filled with it one rests secure and suffers no harm. The lazy person buries a hand in the dish, and will not even bring it back to the mouth. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. Reprove the intelligent, and they will gain knowledge. Those who do violence to their father and chase away their mother are children who cause shame and bring reproach. Cease straying, my child, from the words of knowledge, in order that you may hear instruction. A worthless witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Condemnation is ready for scoffers, and flogging for the backs of fools. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The dread anger of a king is like the growling of a lion. Anyone who provokes him to anger forfeits life itself. It is honorable to refrain from strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. The lazy person does not plow in season. Harvest comes, and there is nothing to be found. The purposes in the human mind are like deep water, but the intelligent will draw them out. Many proclaim themselves loyal, but who can find one worthy of trust? The righteous walk in integrity. Happy are the children who follow them. A king who sits on the throne of judgment winnows all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Even children make themselves known by their acts, by whether what they do is pure and right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or else you will come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will have plenty of bread. Bad, says the buyer, then goes away and boasts. There is gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips informed by knowledge are a precious jewel. Take the garment of one who has given surety for a stranger, seize the pledge given as surety for foreigners. Bread gained by deceit is sweet, but afterward the mouth will be full of gravel. Plans are established by taking advice. Wage war by following wise guidance. A gossip reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with a babbler. If you curse father or mother, your lamp will go out in utter darkness. an estate quickly acquired in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will help you. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good. All our steps are ordered by the Lord. How then can we understand our own ways? It is a snare for one to say rashly, It is holy, and begin to reflect only after making a vow. A wise king winnows the wicked and drives the wheel over them. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord, searching every inmost part. Loyalty and faithfulness preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by righteousness. The glory of youth is their strength, but the beauty of the aged is their gray hair. Blows that wound cleanse away evil, beatings make clean the innermost parts. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. All deeds are right in the sight of the doer, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a snare of death. The violence of the wicked will sweep them away, because they refuse to do what is just. The way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is right. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a contentious wife. The souls of the wicked desire evil, their neighbors find no mercy in their eyes. When a scoffer is punished, the simple become wiser. When the wise are instructed, they increase in knowledge. The righteous one observes the house of the wicked. He casts the wicked down to ruin. If you close your ear to the cry of the poor, you will cry out and not be heard. A gift in secret averts anger, and a concealed bribe in the bosom strong wrath. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but dismay to evildoers. Whoever wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will suffer want. Whoever loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the faithless for the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful wife. Precious treasure remains in the house of the wise, but the fool devours it. Whoever pursues righteousness and kindness will find life and honor. One wise person went up against a city of warriors and brought down the stronghold in which they trusted. To watch over mouth and tongue is to keep out of trouble. The proud, haughty person named Scoffer acts with arrogant pride. The craving of the lazy person is fatal, for lazy hands refuse to labor. All day long the wicked covet, but the righteous give and do not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, how much more when brought with evil intent. A false witness will perish, but a good listener will testify successfully. The wicked put on a bold face, but the upright give thought to their ways. No wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord.